time, so that could not.
Start with 8:28, Rabbi. By Amram Dinowitz.
Good morning. A Gittin bank holiday to everyone. My name is Amram Dinowitz. I am originally from London and learned in Yeshivas Medrash Shmuel as a bocha. I then joined the Kollel, and now Baruch Hashem zocheh to give shir in the yeshiva. Correct. Rabbi Binyamin Moskowitz, Rosh Yeshiva there. So it's just my father, who actually is the reason why we're here. My father had his 60th birthday. We decided to surprise him and come in. And thank you for...
A younger man.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Spot, your way, the Turaway, for inviting me to speak. I thought we'll discuss what sort of in Yana Diyom at the moment, Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. We'll get into whether Sfiras HaOmer is Deraisa or Derabbanan. We'll see if there's Machlokes HaPoskim in the matter. We'll try to get into the basis for the Machlokes between the Poskim, whether Sfiras HaOmer is... Bizman Hazeh. Whether mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is Deraisa or Derabbanan, Bizman Hazeh. Before we go into that, anyone can hear me? So, before we go into that, there's a slightly more inyan adiyoma inyan, which is Lag BaOmer. Now everyone will ask, Lag BaOmer was yesterday. So there is a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, maybe we can extend Lag BaOmer to today as well. There's actually, I think, a Rosh who speaks about that. Why in Sfiras HaOmer we don't count twice because of the Sofik. Ultimately he concludes it's because of a Bizan Yom Tov of Shavuos. But anyway, the reason why we can speak about Lag BaOmer today is because the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins that Lag, what we consider Lag BaOmer, is actually Lad BaOmer. Minig of the Sephardim is to continue the Avelus until Lamed Dalad BaOmer. The reason is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is because there's actually a machloikis when the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped Poskim Milamos, when they stopped dying. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's Lamed Dalad. According to the Rama, it's Lamed Gimel. So certainly, according to some opinions, today is the day where the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva Poskim Milamos. It's today, Lamed Dalad. There's the famous question about, we find that on Lag BaOmer, it's a big simcha. We don't even say Tachanun. And the question is, what is so great about the day? So, Poskim Milamos, if you look at the Poskim, yes, there's the Yortzeit of Shimon Bar Yochai, that those are simply speaking different Makoros, not in the Sifrei Poskim. In the Sifrei Poskim, you find that Poskim Milamos, they stopped, the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. That's a Simcha, Poskim Milamos. So, there are opinions, there are Mefarshim who say that there was actually a Gezeira on Rabbi Akiva himself. There was some sort of Pagam in the Talmidim. Leinagu covered Zelazer to some extent. There must have been something in the Rebbe, and therefore there was actually a Sibba, some sort of reason, for this to be a Din Misa on Rabbi Akiva, and he was saved. Some say that's why we're happy on the day of Lag BaOmer. Some of Farshim bring that down. Some also say that the Etzem Inya, that the fact that the Magetha stopped was a Simcha. One can understand that. Terrible Magetha, 24,000 Talmidei Chachamim Tanaim, Nifter in such a short time. A terrible tragedy. Hundreds of levies every day. The etzem fact that the Gezerah had stopped, the Bitul HaGezerah, the Hefsek HaGezerah, that itself is a cause for Simcha. But the conventional pshat, and we can also add to this, we don't seem to find on Lamed Dalad BaOmer that there's a ribui of Simcha. Even to those who are noyig to keep the Dinei Avilus all the way until Lamed Dalad, we don't find it's a day of Simcha like we find on Lag BaOmer. And therefore, presumably, the pshat in the fact that we have a Yom Simcha on Lag BaOmer is the combination of, number one, the fact that the Rabbi Kiva posku milamus. Number two, the yotzeit of Shimon Bar Yochai. It's presumably the combination of the two. But what is the connection between these two factors? Number one, the fact that the Talmidim stopped dying. Number two, the yotzeit of Reb Shimon. The Gemara says that after the Talmidim Rabbi Kiva were nifter, the haya olam shoymim, the world was desolate. Everyone asks, desolate? Rabbi Kiva was there. Why was it desolate? Why was it shoymim? We know that all the Torah, kol haTorah kula, Sifri, Sifra, Teres Kohanim, everything comes through Rabbi Kiva. These were all Talmidim, the later Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, who learnt everything from him. Had it not been for Rabbi Kiva, there'd be no Torah. Everything came through Rabbi Kiva. So how can the Gemara say that the Olam was Shemim? Rabbi Kiva was there. So Rabbi Yoman, Moshe Shiva always explains that there's a difference between Torah existing in the world and Masoretic Torah existing. In other words, there has to be someone to pass the Torah onto. And yes, there was Rabbi Kiva. But if there's no one to pass the Torah onto, that's called Shemim. That's desolate. Torah needs to be passed down. And if there was no base kibbul, there was no means of transferring the Torah down a generation, that's called Shemim. The world is desolate. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, one of the five, six Talmidim that Rabbi Kiva later had, and when Rabbi Kiva opened his yeshiva, I think that's a machlekes whether it was five or six Talmidim, let's say there were five. Correct. So let's say there were six Talmidim for Rabbi Kiva. So presumably when he first opened the yeshiva, he only had six Talmidim. It's a bit embarrassing. People ask how many boys in the yeshiva. Only six Talmidim. So presumably when people ask him how many boys in your yeshiva, so he would say between 94 and 100. Rabbi Kiva later had very few Talmidim. Five or six Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the top Talmidim. So Shimon Bar Yochai represent the continuity of Torah, along with the other Talmidim. Him, presumably, one can say, was the finest of the Talmidim. And therefore, on the day of Posku Lamos, on the day that the world became desolate, there was no one to pass the Torah onto, punkt, we see that Shimon Bar Yochai existed, as we show and symbolize via his yortzeit. So it fits in together very nicely. On the day when the world was considered to be desolate because there was no one to pass on the Torah to, later came along Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and Torah continued. And we know Reb Shimon was famous for his statement, Chas v'shalom shalei tishtokach Torah mi'Yisrael. It was all about the continuity of Torah. It cannot be a thing. It cannot be such a thing as Torah not continuing. So that explains the inyan of Lag and Lag Ba'omer. And now, let's go into our main topic for today. And the topic again is Sfiras HaOmer, Bezman HaZeh, Deraisa Derabbanan. So, if one looks through the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer, which are full of lamdos, from Mitchila Vad Seifei, one looks at the Mishneh Berurah even, there's amazing principles in lamdos, in the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. One sees, if one looks at the Shulchan Aruch, one sees a recurring theme. The recurring theme, which is pointed out by the Mishneh Berurah often and others, is that there's a lot of leniencies that are relied upon. For example, Siman Tov Pei Tes. One example is this, Seif Beis. If a community counted Sfiras HaOmer on a cloudy day, they assumed it was already nightfall, but really it was just clouds covering over. Actually amazing, when we came in on the flight from Eretz Yisrael, so, you know, we were with the kids on the plane, and we were, you know, close to the landing point, and it looked like the middle of the day. Bright, sunny, unbelievable. It was close at 8:30 p.m., a time where usually my children are, you know, in bed tucked in and it's completely dark outside in Eretz Yisrael. But it looked like the middle of the day. When the plane sort of gradually went down, so we went from, you know, the middle of the summer, into just fog, into the clouds. And then when one went further down, it was the English a feeling of the grey clouds underneath. In other words, it just became dim. In other words, it's not that the sun doesn't exist in England, it's just covered up. So if a community were in a place like England when it was cloudy, and they assumed it was really nightfall, and they counted Sfiras HaOmer. So they have to go back and they count again when it gets dark. Okay. The next halacha. The medaktikin einan soferim al tzeisa koichovim. The medaktikim, people who are meticulous when it comes to halacha, do not count before tzeisa koichovim. Medaktikim. We're always machmir for everything. Nighttime begins with tzeisa koichovim. How can one count before? Elamai, we see the aside again. That Sfiras HaOmer has leniencies. We see this yesod in the Shulchan Aruch. That since it's assumed, according to Shittas HaMechaber, that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is derabbanan only, one can be lenient and even count Sfiras HaOmer during Bein HaShemoshes, which is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Why? Safik derabbanan lahakel. We see a very strong leniency. We don't say this in most other areas of halacha. So that's one example, and there's many, many more. It can be. It's discussed. It's discussed. There's two opinions. Some say from plague. Some say Bein HaShemoshes. Correct. We also have that. Yeah. But that's a valid derabbanan, yeah, for sure. There's actually an interesting shitta of the Tosfos in Menachos, who says Bizman Hazeh with Sfiras derabbanan, according to him, it's actually lechatchila. It's better to count during Bein HaShemoshes over counting at Tzeis HaKoychavim. It's better to count during Safik Yom, Safik Laila, over counting after Tzeis HaKoychavim. Tmimois. Says the Tosfos, Tmimois. We want to count as much of the day possible. So the day is Tomim, Sholem, complete. And therefore it's better to count at the beginning of the day, even during Bein HaShemoshes, in order to be Mekayim Tmimois. Amazing Chiddush of the Tosfos. Back to our Inyan. We see that the Shulchan Aruch is mekel. He's lenient when it comes to Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. It's very clear that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh derabbanan. One looks at the Be'er Halacha at the beginning of Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. The Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berura, says Hinedas Rambam v'Achinuch shu'noig min haTorah gam ato. So the Be'er Halacha at the beginning of Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer brings the opinion of the Rambam and of the Chinuch. It says that they hold that nowadays Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa. The Rambam is in Perek Zayin, the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tamidim and Musafim. The Rambam there very clearly states, I wrote the Loshon, Mitzvah zu al kol ish mi Yisrael b'chol mokim u'v'chol zman. This mitzvah is a chiyuv for every man from Klal Yisrael, b'chol mokim u'v'chol zman, in every place and every time. In other words, it's not dependent upon the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa at all times. That is the Lashon of the Rambam, and that, as is brought by the Be'er Halacha. The Chinuch, by the way, if one looks carefully, there's two Nuschaos, there's two Gersaos in the Sifrei HaChinuch. If one looks at different versions, he'll find different opinions. Some of them are written in the way which implies that the Chinuch holds mitzvah Sifrei HaSomer, Bizman HaZeh derabbanan, and some imply that he holds it's Doraisa. So it's actually a machlokes hagirsois. Clearly, according to the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berura, he had the girsa, the chinuch holds it's Doraisa. Continues the Be'er Halacha, achindas ha-tur v'ashulchan aruch v'kama poiskim she'ena bezman hazeh ela zeichel mikdash she'kriv ha'omer. However, says the Mishnah Berura, nowadays the tur and the shulchan aruch and others hold that Sfiras HaOmer is derabbanan. In other words, we have a machlokes aposkim. On the one hand, the Rambam, the Chinuch, according to the Be'er Halacha, who hold that mitzvahs Sfiras HaOmer nowadays, deraisa. On the other hand, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, and others, who hold that it's derabbanan. We quoted the Tosfos earlier, also seem to learn it's derabbanan. So we have two camps, two sides who argue about whether mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is derais or derabbanan. And we would like to know, what is this machlokes based off? What is the basis for the machlokes? So let's have a look. The Gemara Menachos. On Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. Brings down the following argument. Gufa Omar Abaye. Mitzvah Lemimni Yume. Mitzvah Lemimni Shavui. Says Abaye, there's a mitzvah to count the days during Sefirah Sa'imer. Mitzvah Lemimni Shavua. And there's a mitzvah to count the weeks of Sefirah Sa'imer. The mitzvah to count both the days and the weeks. There's a famous machlokes where the Sefirah Sa'imer is one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham famously write sort of implicitly against each other, implicitly against each one's opinion. The Rambam is in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He writes that it's one mitzvah, and he sort of implicitly challenges the opinion that holds that it's two, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham actually holds it's two separate mitzvahs, counting the days and the weeks. I'll call upon him, there's a mitzvah to count both the days and the weeks. That's Abaye. Okay? Abaye, simply speaking, is addressing the mitzvah of days and weeks. Continues the Gemara. Rabbonon de Beirav Ashi, mani yumi, umani shavui. Ameimar mani yumi, veloi mani shavui. Omar zeich lemikdashu. The Gemara then brings the Beirav Ashi, Beis Medrash of Ashi. They would count, meaning bezman hazeh, meaning post the Churban Abayas, which is when they lived. They would count the days and the weeks. The Beir of Ashi, the Beis Medrash of Ashi, would count both the days and the weeks. Ameimar, however, counted only the days and not the weeks. When he counted Sefirah Sa'imer, say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedoshanu B'mitzvos HaMitzvanu, as Sefirah Sa'imer, Hayoyim Arba'u Shloshim Yoyim. Stop. Baruch Amon Yachzer, presumably. But he did not count the weeks. Why not? Explains Ameimar. Omar Zeichel Mikdashu. Counting of the Omer nowadays is a Zeichel Mikdash. And therefore, it's sufficient just to count the days, which we'll have to understand. Rashi over there says, Amemar Mani Yumi Veloy Shavui, Omar Hai Minyono Dehashta Lav Choy Vahu, Dehaleka Omer. The counting of the Sefirah Omer nowadays is not an obligation because there's no Omer, there's no Korban Omer. El zeicher le mikdash ba'alma, it's merely a zeicher le mikdash. Who hilkach v'yumasagi, therefore it's sufficient to just count the days. So we find that the Gemara brings two opinions. The Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi, the Beir of Ashi, they held that one has to count both the days and the weeks nowadays. And Meimar holds, it's enough just to count the days, and he would just count the days. Ameimar obviously was a medakdek ba'alocha, would have wanted to keep everything. It doesn't take much to count the weeks. He could have counted the days and the weeks. But Ameimar wants to put on the map. He wants to determine that the alocha is that one doesn't need to count the weeks. And therefore you find this often in the Gemara, in the Mishnayos, that the Amoraim and Tanaim would take shortcuts, so to speak, in halacha, in order to determine their shitta, even though they themselves were always running after doing the most. They were mahadar in everything. But to put their opinion and shitta on the map, that this is the halacha, they would sometimes cut corners.
Just to clarify, does Mamish make this account of weeks as well?
Yes.
So what's the zeh for the
Good. That's what we'll have to understand that as well. Yeah. What type of tiner is this? Good. We'll have to understand that as well. Okay. But what has come out from this Gemara is, there's a machlokes between the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi and a Meimar about how is the Tsuras HaSfira nowadays. How does one practically count Sfiras HaOmer nowadays? Does one count both the days and the weeks, or only the days? What is it dependent upon? A Meimar explains himself, the Beir Rav Ashi do not. A Meimar says the reason why you only have to count the days, one doesn't need to count the weeks, it's because it's just a Zeichel HaMikdash. Now the question is, so before the question, what do we see from here? It's clear that the opinion of Ameimar is what? Sefirah Sa'imer Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbonon. That's clear. That's Mefurash. That's Lehedi in the Gemara. According to Ameimar, Mitzvah Sefirah Sa'imer Bizman HaZeh, the Rabbonon. Nothing to disagree about.
Had you counted the weeks, you would know that Ameimar.
Again?
Yeah, I mean, if it's Zeir Miktash, why not count it as well? But it's only Mashma from Memos, it's Midrabonon, only because he said it can't be.
True. True. But he could have said, one could have said, why didn't Amemar just say, Zeich HaMikdash? Right, but, I'm saying, why didn't Amemar just say, forget what he did, Zeich HaMikdashu. Just say Zeich HaMikdashu. So Nechalami, we see from the fact, correct, but he himself is the one who says, Omar Zeich HaMikdashu. So he finished off what he said. So he actually, he didn't rely on us doing the detective work of working out what he means by how he counted, but he actually says it explicitly. So once he says it explicitly, we don't need the detective work. So, Hadra Kushila Dufta. So, the Rambam and the Chinuch hold the mitzvah spheres Ha'omer is Doraisa. We see that a Maimer's opinion is that spheres Ha'omer Bismanazeh is Dorabonon. That means that the Rambam and the Chinuch could not have worked together with the Shita of a Maimer. They don't shtim. The Rambam holds it's Doraisa, Amemar, the Amoira, holds it's Darabonon. The Rambam kind of argue with Amemar. He's a Rishon. We're talking about an Amoira over here. Elamai, it must be that the Rambam and the Chinuch hold like Shittas, the Beir Ravashi. The Bar Plugta of Amemar, those who argue with Amemar. The Beir Ravashi. It must be that the Rambam held that the Beir Ravashi held the mitzvah Sfiras Omer Doraisa. And the machloikis in the Gemara between the Beir of Ashi and Amemar is, what is mitzvah sphira sa'omer bezmanazeh? According to the Beir of Ashi, mitzvah sphira sa'omer bezmanazeh, doraisa. According to Amemar, derabonon. And it's a machloikis amoiraim where the sphira sa'omer is doraisa derabonon. And the Rambam isn't being mechadish anything. He's not saying it's doraisa derabonon. He's just paskening like the Beir of Ashi. So the Rambam's opinion is not a peirush, it's just a psak. He's paskening like the Beir of Ashi against the Neymar. And the actual machlokes, whether Sfiras Omer is Doraisa Darabonon, according to this, is a machlokes in the Gemara. According to the Beir of Ashi, it's Doraisa. According to Neymar, it's Darabonon. Why did the Rambam paskin like the Beir of Ashi over a Neymar? So one could say that the Beir of Ashi sounds like a base medrash, right? The base medrash of Ashi. So maybe there's a din of Rabbim. A Maimer was a Yochid. Rabbim v'Yochid, Alachak Rabbim. So maybe that's why the Rambam followed him. Perhaps also, Rav Ashi, we know, was one of the latest Amoraim. He was he concluded the Gemara. His base Medrash, obviously, was right at the end. There's a rule, a klal of Halachak Basroi. Halacha always follows the last generation. They had access to all the opinions from earlier. So the halacha is kebasroi, like the later generations. Perhaps that's why the Rambam decided to paskin like the Beir of Ashi, because they were clearly the latest, or one of the latest generations. On the other hand, one could say, just to present an argument both ways, we suggested before that the Beir of Ashi may be considered to be Rabbim, whereas a Meimar is a Yochid, Das Yochid. And Rabbim v'Yochid alach Rabbim. One could reject this svara and say that the Beir of Ashi is really one opinion. It's true many people are in the base medrash of Rav Ashi, but they all represent one opinion of Rav Ashi. It's a base medrash of Rav Ashi, so one can discuss, does the base medrash of Shita, of Rav Ashi, does that have a din of Rabbim or a din of Yochid? That can be discussed. What's come out is that the Rambam learns this Gemara very nicely. According to the Beir of Ashi, mitzvah sfiras ha'omer bezmanazeh doraisa. According to Amemar, it's derabonon. And the Rambam is paskin like Shittas to Beir of Ashi. We've explained why the Rambam may have chosen to Beir of Ashi against Amemar. It's interesting just to mention that in the run at the end of Psochim, the run on the Rif, when he discusses Hilchos Sfiras Ha'omer, an amazing piece there at the end, worthwhile looking at. He says over there that you have a tziruf of the Beir of Ashi and Abaye. Abaye, quoted earlier in the Gemara, says there's a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks. We learn, simply speaking, that's a different point. The Ran learns that Abaye also held like the Beir of Ashi. So it's really literally two against one. You have Abaye plus the Beir of Ashi versus Amemar. That's the Ran's way of learning the Gemara. Then that obviously will explain why the Rambam paskined like the Beir Avashi over a Meimar. Anyway, so we've understood the opinion of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam hold the mitzvah Sefiras Omer is Doraisa Bezman Hazeh? Machlokes in the Gemara. The Beir Avashi versus a Meimar. The Rambam just paskins like Shittas the Beir Avashi. Okay. Now the question is, what about the other opinions? There's the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, there's other poskim, we saw the Tosfos, who hold that Sefiras Omer Bezman Hazeh is Derabbanan. So what do they hold? So the simple pshat is, they paskin like a Meimar. A Meimar in the Gemara very clearly says, the mitzvah Sefiras Omer is Derabbanan Bezman Hazeh. So it's mistaber that the other opinions that argue with the Rambam paskin like a Meimar, who holds his Derabbanan. And according to this, it comes out that the Rambam and the others are just arguing about psak. Everyone agrees that the Gemara presenting the Beir Avashi and a Meimar are arguing about whether mitzvah Sefiras Omer is Doraisa Derabbanan. The Beir Avashi, everyone agrees, holds Doraisa. A Meimar, Derabbanan. And the only machlokas is, who do we paskin like? And it's a machlokas in psak. The Rambam paskins like the Beir Avashi. And the others hold like a Meimar. However, it could be that one can learn otherwise in the other Mefarshim, in the other Poskim. According to the Rambam, for sure he learns that the Machlokes and the Gemara is Deraisa versus Derabbanan, he paskins like Shittas the Beir Avashi. According to the other ones, one could suggest the following. The Gemara says that the Beir Avashi counted the days and the weeks, comes along a Meimar, and says, I'm only counting the days. Why? It's only a Zeichel HaMikdosh. It's clear that a Meimar holds that Sefiras Omer is Derabbanan. But what did the Beir Avashi hold? It doesn't say. A Svara earlier was mentioned, a question really, on a Meimar. Very nice, mitzvah Sefiras Omer is Derabbanan Bezman Hazeh. Zeichel HaMikdosh. Can you shake half a lulav? Can one take a lulav without an esrog and shake it? We know that lulav and esrog, dalad minim, is also zeichel HaMikdosh Bezman Hazeh. Always, shalei b'makom HaMikdosh. Can one shake half a lulav? What does it mean one can count the days and not the weeks? If when the Beis HaMikdosh was around, one has to count the days and the weeks, so how can one just count the days? It's a Zeichel HaMikdosh, okay. How can you count? How can you do half a Maisa Mitzvah? So one can explain that the Rambam and the other Poskim are arguing about this Nakuda. When a Meimar says back to the Beir Avashi, I'm only counting the days because Sefiras Omer nowadays is only the Rabbanon, the Beir Avashi also agreed it's the Rabbanon. Oba, do the whole mitzvah properly. You can't just take shortcuts just because it's a Zeichel HaMikdosh. And on this Nakuda they argue. Everyone agrees that according to both Amoraim and the Gemara, mitzvah Sefiras Omer is the Rabbanon. Shaloi Kedas HaRambam. But it could be that the other poskim agree, or learn, that everyone in the Gemara agrees that mitzvah Sefiras Omer Bezman Hazeh is Derabbanan. So what are they arguing about? Can one take shortcuts, so to speak, in a mitzvah Zeichel HaMikdosh? And now we'll just explain that and we'll wrap things up. We'll finish with that. A simple mitzvah Derabbanan, which basically extends din Deraisa, has to be parallel. If the Rabbanon creates some sort of extension of a mitzvah Deraisa, it has to parallel. We find a concept of called the tikkun Rabbanon kein Deraisa tikkun. The Rabbanon, when they are extending a din Deraisa, it has to match up. It's got to be symmetrical and parallel. But what happens when the mitzvah of the Rabbanon is a new mitzvah? It's not extending a mitzvah Deraisa, it's a new creation of mitzvah. Who says one has to be symmetrical with the Dinei Doraisa? Maybe not. Perhaps that's the Machlokes. According to the Beir Avashi, one has to count the days and the weeks, even though mitzvah Sefiras Omer is Derabbanan. Why? Because the Geder of the mitzvah Derabbanan is to extend the mitzvah Doraisa to Zman Hazeh. We take the exact same Maisa mitzvah of the days of the Beis HaMikdosh, and we just extend it in time. It's the same Maisa Mitzvah extended Bizman Hazeh. Memela, if we're extending the Maisa Mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash, one has to count the days and the weeks. That is the opinion of the Beir Ravashi. Comes along a Meimor as Mechadesh. No, no, no. This mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Zeichel HaMikdash. It's a new creation of mitzvah. It's not an extension of the Din Doraisa of Sfira. It's a new mitzvah, nothing to do with Sfiras HaOmer in particular. We just want to have reminders for the Beis HaMikdash. It's a new mitzvah called Zeichel HaMikdash. We want to have sort of inyonim, actions, mitzvahs that remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. Since it's not really an extension of Sfira Sa'omer, it's not Sfira Sa'omer Durabonon Bezman Hazeh, it's a different mitzvah called Zeichel HaMikdash, one doesn't have to parallel or mimic the mitzvah Doraisa. Therefore, the Rabbanon just made a mitzvah that just reminds us of the Beis HaMikdash. One does not have to mimic and clone the mitzvah Doraisa. And therefore, count the days, that's good enough. The rule is, if we are extending the mitzvah Doraisa to Bizman Hazeh, it has to be the same. And that is the opinion of the Beir Ravashi. Comes along in Meimor and says, we're not extending mitzvahs Sfiras HaOmer Derabonon Doraisa. We're not extending the same mitzvah. We're doing a new inyan. This is a new inyan called Zeichel HaMikdash. We're creating certain mitzvahs to remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not an extension of the Din Doraisa. Once it's not an extension, so the Rabbanon can do whatever they want. They can create a new type of surah to the mitzvah. And perhaps that could be the machlokes. It's not a machlokes whether Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa or Derabbanon. Everyone agrees it's Derabbanon. The only question is, when the Rabbanon creates a Zeichel HaMikdash, are they extending the Din Doraisa, or are they creating a new mitzvah? We'll just quickly summarize. We learned that there are two camps of opinion regarding Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh. Some say it's Doraisa, some say it's Derabbanon. The Rambam and the Chinuch hold it's Doraisa. The Tur Shulchan Aruch and others hold it's Derabbanon. We wanted to understand what's the basis of the machlokes. We learned that according to the Rambam, it's clear that he learned that it's a machlokes between two Amoraim, to Beir Ravashi and a Meimar. They argued in this actual inyan, is Sfiras HaOmer Doraisa or Derabbanon? According to the others, they could learn in the same way, and therefore it's just a machlokes aposkim, the Rambam versus the others, as opposed to who to paskin like. We also explained a little bit why one would paskin one way or the other. But the other way, we said, is that according to the other poskim, they disagree with the Rambam's way of learning the Gemara. Everyone agrees that Sfira Bizman Hazeh Derabbanon. Everyone agrees to that. The only shaila is, in a mitzvah Derabbanon of Zeichel HaMikdash, does one have to mimic the original mitzvah Doraisa or not? So it could be there's different, it could be, one can get into that. Maybe in some mitzvahs we do extend, maybe in some we don't. It could be in B'dal Minim they decided to extend the mitzvah Doraisa. Yeah. One can get into all the different zechers and find out when they did this and when they did that. Thank you very much, everyone. Shkoyach. Kol tov.